Good morning. Todd, you've got the prayer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Before we get into prayer requests and praises, I would like to know if there's any visitors for the first time here today. Any visitors for the first time? Second time? Third? All right. Okay. Just wanted to check. All right. Okay. So we'll go ahead and get into our prayers and praises. I would like Todd to first start with pray for Rod Ramsell. I know he brought up that he has some health issues going on right now and trying to figure it out. He'll be going to the VA to get some more work done or at least test to figure out what's going on so he can gain his strength back. We definitely need his strength at the center because all the mowing's his. So, yeah. All right, so we want to lift him up in prayer. All who serve in missions, okay, so for all our missionaries, for all those who are in the different services that we support, all right, let's remember those today. We're going to start on this side with prayers and praise requests. Charlie, do you have one? Yes, so let's start with.
Yeah, my name's Charla. First of all, I don't want y'all to forget about the Christmas baskets. I will have a list out next week, and like I said, if you guys need, you got a neighbor, even somebody here, just let me know. I have a coworker of mine. Her mother, Rhonda, is having some kidney issues really bad. She's in Kansas City. Another young lady, Sydney, and she's pregnant, and she's having some issues with preeclampsia, I think. So if y'all can remember Sydney and the baby. Also, I have a coworker, Melissa, that has fallen and fractured her shoulder, and she's been having issues with it for about the last couple of months, and they finally figured out what was wrong with it. So if y'all could remember Melissa. And I got word from Marion, Hank is doing good. He has not have any pain medication for the last couple of days, but they just thought it would be better for him to stay at home today. But y'all just keep Hank and Marion in your prayers.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Hold it. Rod.
My name is Kay. Want us to pray for our first responders. And also there's a parade in Tulsa on Tuesday, Veterans Day Parade, I think. It's reported it's one of the biggest ones in the nation, one of the bigger ones. And so I pray that all those there to celebrate would be safe. This would be not a time for people to disrupt this in any way. And for the other celebrations around our United States to celebrate our veterans. Also, for our policemen and firemen and first responders to pray. And I was told yesterday, and I haven't checked it out, that Pat Parvin broke her shoulder. And so I want to pray for Pat and for Penny and Randy who care for her. Probably a very difficult time. Okay.
Thank you, Kay.
Sally called me this morning and said that in the middle of the night, Pete rolled over and he heard what he described as a snap, crackle, pop. Didn't like that. So they called the doctor. The doctor didn't seem as concerned about it as he was, and they're going to take him for an x-ray on Monday. So he apparently made it through the night anyway. Oh, also, we got a new microphone after last week's problems, and this one I don't think it can mess up. It doesn't have anything to turn on down here or accidentally turn off. Just make sure that you remember to put it as close to your mouth as you can. He can control it back here.
As far as Pete is concerned, of course the doctor would not be as concerned. You know? He's not feeling it.
I just want to give an update on my mom. I went to a visitor yesterday at the hospital. She's still in ICU. If anybody didn't know what happened, I've told her not to do it, but she did anyways. She climbed the roof. She fell off 12 feet off my trailer. Monday, she said that she was okay. We called a squad. She went to the hospital the next day. She broke her collarbone. She got a C5, T1, T2 in her spine. It's shattered. Her foot is broke. Three bones in her toes are broken. And she's got a collapsed lung. She's still in ICU. She's talking. She's walking. She's got a back brace on. So just needs still prayer for her. After she gets done in the hospital, she will go to rehab for 30 days.
Okay. Lori again. I'm praying for Mary Jane. My friend in Florida, they did find out she has blood clots in her arms, and she will be going in for surgery tomorrow. So I said I'd pray for her again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else on this side? Anyone else in the overflow? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move to this side. Ladies first.
Okay. praise for our son, Jason Knight. We talked to him yesterday afternoon. He did go back to the doctor for his hand. They are not going to do another surgery. They said that the adhesions will eventually break away and he will just has to continue what he's doing. So his hand is healing according to the way it should after being shattered. So just pray that he gets more strength.
That he's doing better.
Awesome. That's the praise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm Henry.
Yes.
Our son, Jason and Ellen, that live in Kansas City, they're downsizing, as many do when you get older, and they're trying to sell their house and move smaller. So I'd like to lift Jason and Ellen up in the sale of their house in Kansas City, that their house would sell. And the other prayer I have is for our granddaughter, Sophia. She's living a lost life, involved with people that are, their lifestyles are, I don't even want to talk about. She's spiritually blind. And I lift Sophia up for her salvation and the love of God to touch her spirit. Anyway, her name is Sophia. Thank you.
She's not lost to God.
There's two Jasons.
Two Jasons, correct. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the way in the back.
I have a praise and a big thank you to Lloyd and Linda. And my name's Debbie. And they have really been a God-sent blessing to me. And my water line broke. And I was leaking so much water, and Lloyd brought his jackhammer and stuff like that and fixed it. And I just want to thank them, and I have to thank them. And I'm so glad God put them in this church in my life.
Anyone else on this side? Okay, Todd will have the mic. Remember all the leaders in the church here? Remember all those who are serving, all the elders, the deacons, the ushers, the nursery, everything, okay? Lift everyone up. Pray for one another. And praise God for one another, too, okay? Let's have our prayer song. Yes. Yes. She felt the spirit on that one. Okay? Yeah. All right. I like that. Okay. Let's have the song.
Father, we are so grateful for our relationship with you and that we can come before you boldly, as it says in Hebrews, to the throne to give our burdens to you, and that you don't want us to bear them alone, but you want to be a part of our lives, and but we have to be willing to give those things to you, be willing to understand your perfect timing and your perfect answer for our situations. And I just pray that we continue to rely upon you for your wisdom and your guidance and your knowledge for those things that are going on in our lives. And Lord, I just want to lift up, we want to lift up this morning some of the things that are on our hearts that might make us grow weary. We just pray that as we give those to you, we will have the confidence of knowing that you are in control, that you will make things happen in your time. And Lord, we want to lift up Rod this morning as he's going through health issues, a lot of questions. And we just pray that he's, as he continues to move forward with these appointments, that they will be able to find reasons and cures for what's going on in his life so that he will feel better and have the strength to do the things that he loves to do. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our missionaries that we support and all those that are continuing to live their lives for you in a different country, who are striving to share the gospel in dangerous places, in places where gospel has never been spoken before. We just pray that you continue to give them the strength that they need to endure those hardships day by day. And Lord, we want to lift up Rhonda this morning, who's having kidney issues. Again, we just pray that as they continue to move forward in the diagnosis of her life, that they will be able to find the things that need that she needs to help her so that she can function properly on a daily basis. And Lord, we want to lift up Sydney in her pregnancy and some of the complications that happen during pregnancy, especially towards the end. We just pray that you be with her and her doctors as they continue to move forward, and that the baby will be healthy and that they'll be able to make good decisions for both mother and baby. And Lord, we want to lift up Melissa, who's fractured her shoulder and is continuing to feeling better, but we know that that she's not completely healed yet. We just continue to be with those doctors as well as they continue to work with her. And Lord, we want to lift up Hank this morning, who's recovering from surgery. It's good to hear that he's not taking pain medication, but we know that it's going to take some time. We just pray for patience on his behalf. We know that he's a guy that wants to get up and go, and we just pray that he will have wisdom and assurance to knowing when that time comes. And please be with Marion as well as she's coming alongside him and helping him. Give them both the wisdom they need to move forward. And we also want to lift up Pete, who's also recovering from surgery with a scare last night. We just pray that his anxiousness will be taken care of by the upcoming appointment. We just pray for Sally as well, as she is by his side, giving him the things that he needs, encouragement, and again, give them what they need to move forward. And we want to continue to lift up our first responders, our police, ambulance, fire, those people who are on the front line, who are going towards those dangerous situations, and we just pray that you continue to be with them, keep them safe, keep their families safe, and give them the assurance of knowing that you're involved in their lives. And Lord, we want to lift up Pat this morning, who's broken her shoulder. We know that there's going to be a difficult time for her in the healing that will take place, and be with Randy and Penny as they continue to take care of her. Be with the children as well, so that they will be able to help Pat in any way that they can, help them to have a sympathetic heart towards her and be able to assist her in any way. And Lord, we want to lift up Kathy this morning, who's continuing to be in ICU and recovering from a very dangerous fall. We just pray again that as the doctors continue to work with her and the nurses, that they will find a way to get her back to good health again, that she'll be able to move about and do the things that she feels like she needs to do every day. And be with Eric as well, as he's alongside her and encouraging her, and help him to have the wisdom to give her the words that she needs in this time. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Mary Jane, who they've found the blood clots that have been causing problems in her physical life. We just pray that this surgery that's upcoming will be help relieve those things, relieve those blood clots and give her relief and from the pain, and that she will be able to again move forward with her life. And Lord, we want to lift up Jason and Ellen as they are downsizing and wanting to sell their home. We just pray that this will be a quick and simple process for them, and them knowing that it's time. And we just pray that you'll be with them and give them patience in this anxious time as they move forward in their lives. And we want to lift up Sophia. A sad, sad story here to hear that she's just spiritually blind. But we know that you are the God, all-powerful God, and that you know her heart, and you know the people that can come and contact her in her life. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to work on her and be able to open her eyes that she might see. And we just pray that you be with Henry and Lynn as they continue to pray for her and minister to her as well. And Lord, we want to lift up our church leaders as they continue to serve us and serve us the way that you want them to do. And we just pray that you give them wisdom too and the energy it takes to lead a congregation. And Lord, I want to lift up our two missions of the month, the Daughters of Ruth and Angela Morris, as they continue to serve those people in Thailand. We just pray that you give Angela the energy she needs to go about the many tasks that she has on a daily basis, and just continue to give her strength and wisdom too as she continues to guide the people in her life. And Lord, we do want to praise you for the veterans, those people who are willing to step out and give their lives and sacrifice their life here in America to go and fight battles. And we just pray that you'll bless them as we continue to honor them this weekend and the days ahead. And we're just grateful for them and their families. And we just pray that they will feel your presence and our adoration for their service to our country. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Jason with his hand healing. It's good news to hear that things are going well and moving forward. Again, give Jason the patience he needs so that his hand will heal completely. And we just pray that you give his hand strength day by day. And Lord, we want to lift up Lloyd and Linda. We're just so grateful for their part in our congregation and how Lloyd is willing to go help those in need at a moment's notice. And Debbie's so glad that he was able to come and fix her water leak in a moment's notice. And we just pray that you'll give him the strength that he needs to continue to serve you in this way. Lord, we are so blessed to be in your house this morning. And I just pray that as we continue to move forward this morning, that we will feel your spirit and we'll feel your wisdom. Give us the joy that we need to walk out these doors and to serve you through this next week. In your son's name we pray. Amen.